produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is your girl, Regina Keenan, coming to you from Lioness Talks, It's Not That Easy. I just want to talk to the women today and give you encouraging words and hopefully give you something that will get you through your day. Because as a woman, we're often downplayed and we are looked at as someone that's not strong. But today, in 2021, women are coming up. And what I want to do is encourage my sisters. I want to encourage you to continue to build yourself up. Continue to pour into yourself with nothing but positivity. If it's nothing but having a spa day, or as I tell myself from a mentor I had. He said, you do so much, you're working all the time, when do you care for yourself? And I was like, I don't know, probably never. You know. So he says, you should have a Regina Day. I said, a Regina Day? What is that? He said, that's a day where you take for yourself, care for yourself, do for yourself, spoil yourself, and don't put nobody before you on that day. And I was like, you know what? I like that. That makes a lot of sense. And I started doing that. I started taking days where I cared for me. I spoiled me. Even if all I did was took a bubble bath or sat quietly and read. I even took a day, like a Saturday, where I just sit and watch my favorite TV shows all day long. And when I tell you it really does something for your mind, body, and your soul, when you take time to just do you, have a selfish day. And I know biblically that may sound wrong, but it's nothing wrong with having a day where you just look out for you. Because if you don't, you keep letting people pull on you and tug on you and wear on you. After a while, it's going to wear you down. And I say it from experience because I let people do it all. I used to let people do it all the time. My life was full of nothing but taking care of everybody else around me except for myself. When I learned that it was okay to be selfish for one day, it was okay to just take care of me, my life changed dramatically. And that's what I want to share with you ladies today. And I'm not excluding men, but I'm just putting women first today because we can. And men, you can take pointers from this as well because you could do the same thing. You can take a day where you just take care of yourself and have a man's day. It's my John's day, you know, but we do have to look out for ourselves. Because if you're the type of person like me, where you put everybody before you, and you're a loving and caring person, and your gift is a giver, and one of my gifts is being a giver. And that's what I do. I just give to other people because I like to see people happy. I like to make sure everybody is all right. But it is okay to make sure that you are okay. I was reading this morning, and it says, without women in our lives, the world just wouldn't be the same. Jesus was brought into the world by a strong woman. And even at the beginning of humanity, God put a woman on earth to accompany man. There are many Bible verses about women that show their strength time and time again during hardship, life's most fearful moments, and in happy times too. God made women in his image for his special reason. And the word of the Lord reminds us of this fact. Each and every day, through specific verses and stories passed down of powerful women such as Mary, Rachel, Rebecca, Ruth, and many more. These leaders, mothers, and faith-filled forces were spiritual guides during their lifetimes and are still inspirations for us women today. Look towards these scripture verses, and important figures next time you want to remind yourself of how much a woman can accomplish, especially with the power of her faith behind her. See, it's okay. God made us strong. And we know that as women, we know that we carry a strength that men can't carry. And that's not to say that men aren't strong, but our strengths are different. That's why God created us to carry the baby. He created us to carry his children because we can handle it. That's not something a man can handle. I don't care how many times they say, you know, well, we can do anything a woman can do. That's not true because a man cannot carry a child. A man cannot bear the pain that a woman bears. And it's okay. It's definitely okay because we are all created different. Now, Proverbs 31 and 30 says, calm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Let me read that again. That's Proverbs 31 and 30. It says, calm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We fear God in a way that you wouldn't imagine. No matter what a woman does, she knows the Lord. And she knows that we have that strength that he gave us. But we have enough sense to know that we are to fear God. And it's not to say that God wants us to be scared of him. That's not what he's saying. Now, in Psalms 46 and 5, it says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. And that is coming from Psalms 46 and 5. You can find this in the Women's Day. Online. You can look up these Bible verses. You can also look them up in the Bible. But these are some that I picked out to share with you because I thought they were very powerful. And I love sharing God's word. Like I said, I love encouraging women. I know that my calling is to help God's women. It's to help to build up his children. To build up women that fall short in areas. They're lacking in some areas in their strength. We're very strong, but we are timid at the same time. Sometimes we have very low self-esteem at times. And what that comes from, it can come from being a child, not being loved. It can come from being a child and being belittled. downgraded. You know, you can grow up in a household where you don't get any encouraging words from your mom or your dad or your family. And it tends to tear down your self-esteem. You could go through school and you get picked on and talked about by your peers, sometimes even by the teachers. And it kind of wears and tears on your body. It wears and tears on your mind. And oftentimes I ask myself, how can a person talk about someone in such a negative way? But as I grew up in life, I come to realize, wow, people can be negative. People can be cruel. You know, they talk about you and it just does something to you. But I've learned through fasting and prayer, because that's what got me there. I had very low self-esteem, but when I was a kid, you know, everybody was always encouraging me, not the ones I wanted to, but I would get, oh, she's so pretty, you're so pretty, oh, you're so beautiful, oh, you have a good head on your shoulders, oh, you're going to do great things in life. That's one side. Then you cross the street and go over to the other side, and you got, oh, you ain't going to never be nothing. You ain't going to amount to nothing. You ain't going to never have nothing. Y'all know what I'm talking about without me having to put it out there. You know where that comes from. You know where that negative energy comes from. Those negative words can really tear a child apart. And it bothered me as a kid. And it made me have low self-esteem. Even though my teachers in school and one or two cousins that I had always built me up, encouraging me. But if it's not coming out of your household, it can hurt. It can really hurt and damage a child really bad. And it's very sad. It's very unfortunate that we don't get that same love and the same care from our loved ones. I promised myself when I had kids, I would treat them all the same, treat them equal. I would not show favoritism towards neither one. And I tell you, my promise that I made to myself when I had my children, when I had the first one and the next one came, I treated them the same. I treated them equal. And my boys, they looked like twins. They were 2 years apart. Then my daughter came along. I never showed favoritism toward my kids because I knew how it felt growing up and being, as they call it, the black sheep of the family. I don't really know where that saying came from, but you guys have heard it. The child that is not put on the pedestal, or, you know, the child didn't get that extra unconditional love was called a black sheep. Because the black sheep child, my version of the black sheep child, is a child that is strong-minded, the child that has a lot of willpower, the child that will not bow down to no one, the child that refuses to accept the word no. That's me. That's that child. I'm that child. And it's many, many, many of God's children out there like this. And I just tell you, if you are that child, if you are the black sheep, I am going to say, be proud. I am very proud that I was the black sheep of the family, because that didn't do anything but encourage me to do better. It encouraged me to do more. It made me know that I was the chosen one. It made me know that I could do more, because God's word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No matter what nobody say, no matter what negativity comes out of somebody's mouth about you, just know that you can do all things through Christ that gives you that strength. Never let anyone tell you what you can't do, because my Father, which is your Father, he says that we can do anything. We can do anything. Just put him first. Put him first. He will not let you down. I promise you he won't. I've been at the bottom of the barrel and I've been at the top. And I've been at the bottom of the barrel. But because I know that God will never leave me nor forsake me, I was able to get up. My favorite mentor is Mr. Les Brown. And he says, if you fall down, try and fall on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. Remember that. If you fall down, don't fall on your face because you might have trouble getting up. Fall on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And you can reach your hand up in there and you say, Daddy, take my hand. And I promise you, he's going to take your hand and he is going to pull you up. And he is going to hold you, caress you in his arms. Because he loves us. That's how much he loves us. And this woman right here, I know for sure fact that he has called me to strengthen his daughters. He has called me to give his daughters the encouragement that they need to let them know that they can do all things through him because he gave them the strength. Woman, Proverbs 31, 16 and 17 says, she considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. I'm going to read that one more time because I need for that to resonate in your spirit like it does in mine. Proverbs 31, 16 and 17 says, she considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. That's a strong woman right there. That's a strong woman. That's the woman that has the strength that God gave her. That's the woman that refuses to let anything stop her. That's a woman that refuses to let anything get in her way. If she got to get out there and plant her own vineyard, she's going to do it. If she got to buy and till her own land, she's going to do it. Because she has the strength of God in her arms. That's powerful, y'all. That is so, so powerful. When I tell you, God made us in a way that no man can permanently tear us down. It's not possible. I want to read this to you. It's by Aaron Van Voren. It says, I will not be another flower picked for my beauty and left to die. I will be wild, difficult to find, and impossible to forget. I'm that flower. I was left to die, but I refused to stay there. I got up. And when I tell you, I will never be forgotten, no matter what I've been through, no matter how many trials and tribulations that I've been through, no matter how many times I have failed, I refuse to be a failure. Ladies, listen to me carefully. You do not have to be a failure. You do not have to be anybody's mistake. Because God don't make mistakes. When he created you, he did not make a mistake. As a woman, when we have children, sometimes we tend to say it was a mistake. But there's no mistake in God's eyes. He don't make mistakes. Because he is perfect. He is the only perfect man. So no matter what somebody tell you, no matter how many times somebody tries to discourage you? If a person is not doing something to build you up, uplift you, and encourage you to be great, to be who God has called you to be, I'm going to say walk away. Walk away from them and walk away fast because that's somebody that don't mean you no good. That's somebody that does not have your best interests at heart. I've learned to say to God, when I feel like somebody is not for me, and I've done this many, many times, even if it hurt it. If I found someone in my life and I thought they didn't mean me any good, I thought that they was there just to harm me and not hurt me. They were there. They were jealous of things that I had. And I always said, growing up as a child, I never understood why a person was jealous. Because I look at it like this. The same thing that God blessed me with, He can bless you with. The same things that I can have, you can have. Because you can do the same things that I do to get what I got. I'm no millionaire yet. I don't have everything that I want yet. But what I do know is, if I want it and I continue to fast and pray and do what God has called me to do, what He's telling me to do, I'm helping other people, I'm lifting and building other people up. And I say women, I say people because I help men and women, but I know my calling is women. I know that the things that I desire, like the Bible says, God will give you the desires of your heart. But you can't turn your back on God, because He's not going to turn His back on us. He's not. He said He wouldn't. So just know, if you desire it and you continue to do what thus saith the Lord, God is going to bless you with it. Even when you think that you can't have it, you got to continue to pray, because He hears your prayers. Even when you think that He does not hear your prayers, He hears you. And I'll give you an example. I came to North Carolina to move my mom, to help her move. And she had applied for a place, hadn't heard back from the people. I said, "Mommy, call them." "Oh, well, I called them. I keep calling, no answer." I said, "Mommy, get on the phone now and call the lady." She got on the phone and called the lady, and the lady told her whatever, whatever, whatever. I said, "Mommy, drive me by there. It's time to pray." I said, "Because I'm about to declare and decree a thing." I said, "You're going to get that apartment that you want." She drove me by there. It was me, her, and my nieces. She drove me by, and as soon as we turned into the driveway, I started praying. And I said, "Drive me by the one that you want." And I started praying and decreeing and calling on God and declaring that my mother was going to have that apartment. The next day, I said, "Mommy, call the lady." She called the lady, and the lady said, "Your name just came up. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God." There is nothing, nothing too big for God. Nothing. Just pray. All I did was say, "Drive me by there and let me pray." And my nieces was in the back. They was praying. I said, "This is going to be yours. And it's hers. And she's moving in next month." And I moved her out of her other house. And she needed a car. I said, "Okay, Mom, I need one too." Didn't really focus on getting her one. I was focused on getting me one. So I could drive back to Buffalo. And I know this isn't about women right now, but this is just to let you know how good our God is. Went to this place, tried to get a vehicle, and the man kept giving me the runaround. God said, "Go here." My brother and my sister-in-law was like, "Oh, there's this place right here. You should try them." Me and my mom went there, talked to the guy. I got out the car and I told him, "I'm looking for an SUV. He said, "Well, I don't have any on the lot, but I just had one come in. It hasn't even got here yet. But if you want it, you want to see it, I'll get it down here so you can see it." I said, "I want it." I didn't see. It was sight unseen. I hadn't seen the vehicle. Didn't know what it looked like. And again, I'm going to say this here. This story is just to encourage the next person. My mom needed one. She saw one on the lot. He said, go drive it. I said, Mama, you don't have no money. I said, but drive it and see how you like it. God is an awesome God. We drove it. My mom was like, oh my goodness, I like this. We get back to the car lot. We get out. Mama said, I like this. I really want this. He said, you like it? I asked him, I said, how much for both of them? And he told me the price. He said, if you want it, we're going to do a paperwork right now. And when I tell you I stepped out on faith, I stepped out on faith. I went to that dealership knowing what I want after this man had played me for 2 weeks about this truck that I wanted to get, this Acura. And I went in and my mother did the paperwork. He said, go to the insurance company. He told me how much I needed to give him. I said, all right. I said, well, Mama, he ain't saying nothing about my truck. He said, Gina, he already told you, you got it. We come back. My truck was sitting on the lot. Went in, did the paperwork. When I say glory to God, God is an awesome, awesome God. When I tell y'all, me and my mother drove off of that lot with a vehicle. She had got her car. I got my truck. I bought me and my mom a vehicle. I decreed and declared a thing. When I tell you God is an awesome God, and I know I've been called to minister to women, whether it's my mother, my sister, my aunt, my whoever, I know what God has called me to do. Now, I've been in North Carolina, and this is just a sidebar. I've been here for 2 weeks. No, I'm sorry, 2 months now. Sunday will be 2 months. God has showed me that this is my new zip code, North Carolina. This is my next state. I'm getting ready to move back home to North Carolina because I've never, in the 20-some years of being gone, never came home and stayed for 2 months. God has just been showing me and showing me. I'm going to say this and I'm going to go. Continue to have faith. Continue to pray and fast and believe God and trust God. And women, don't you ever let nobody tell you what you can't do. Never. Never. Prayer works and prayer changes things. Build up your sister. Pray for your sister. Encourage your sister. Because the word says, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Yes, we are our brother's keeper. We are to build up the next one. And that's what this is all about. Building up your brother and your sister. But in this case, like I said, I know I've been called for the women. And I'm all right with that because being called for one, you can still minister and pray for another. You see where I'm going with this? I've been called to minister to women, but I can minister to men at the same time. But I know what my calling is. I know what my God says. I am that I am. I am who God says I am. Family, be blessed. I hope this has blessed someone, and I waited to tell that story at the end because I just want to show you how good God is, how faithful he is, and how he says, anything you ask in my name shall be given unto you. But just continue to pray. Continue to do the work and the will of God. And he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's going to be there with you always, even to the end of the earth. Be blessed, family. Be blessed. I pray that this touches someone all across the world. And I had to end it that way, which I did not plan on ending it with that story. But I'll try to do what thus saith the Lord. I wasn't coming to talk to y'all about a vehicle that I bought for me and my mom, or a house that I prayed for my mom to get. But I do follow the word of God, and I do listen to him when he talks to me. Guys, this is your girl, Regina Keenan, also known as Lady Lioness. My talk show is Lioness Talks. It's not that easy. And when I tell you, It's not that easy, but it's easy if you continue to hold the hand of God and not let it go. If you let it go, just ask him to pick you up. And remember, my mentor, Mr. Les Brown, says, if you fall down, try to fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Be blessed. God bless you, family. Until the next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.